gorgeous. What is this? How strange to see someone leaving such a joyous event, especially when they're unaccompanied by another. What could have left you attempting to escape from a masquerade? As far as I heard, everyone is supposed to be partaking in the festivities. Or have you been otherwise instructed by your king? Just in the need of fresh air? Odd. I would have thought that simply stepping onto the balcony would have been sufficient enough. Ah, understandable. Well, if the balcony is as crowded as you say, then perhaps I shall join you. And miss the opportunity to have a moment alone with someone as striking as yourself? I should think not. I've never been the type to let an opportunity pass me by without grabbing at it. Least of all when said opportunity could lead to you and I grabbing at each other. My apologies, fair stranger. I swear that it was not my intention to offend you. I'm afraid that my tongue didn't consult my brain before it found my voice. Please, forgive me. I beg of you. Oh, please, fair stranger. Please don't turn such a disgusted look at me. Even from beneath the shadow of your mask, your eyes strike deep into my soul, and my heart will break from such enchanting eyes gazing at me with contempt. All right, yes, perhaps that was a bit dramatic of me. However, I do genuinely feel bad about bringing you an unease. Allow me to accompany you outside so that I might find a way to make it up to you. I swear that I shall make no more untoward comments. You have my word. Truly, I mean it. I just want to spend time in your presence. You have a certain air about you, one of intelligence and strength, not to mention a sharp wit, which I've already been both a witness to and a target of. I may be a flatterer, yes, but I have not spoken a single word that I don't mean. You intrigue me. And I wish to learn more of you, if only to sate my curiosity. Oh, I beg of you, allow me a few spare moments of your time. Allow me to join you while you catch your breath in the chill of the evening air. Then I will part from your side for the rest of the night's festivities. On my beating heart, I swear it. Yes, truly. Grant me only a few minutes, and you shall be free of me afterwards. You have my word. There is a hesitance to your silence. Are you considering my offer? Then allow me to further sway your mind. If you push me away now, my curiosity will only continue to boil, and I will undoubtedly be unable to resist pestering you for a few dances, if not stealing you away for the entire night. Rest assured, though, I've been told that I'm a skilled dancer, and I'll be sure to keep the conversation lively. A wise choice, given your options. As I said, your intelligence and wit are clearly impressive. I'm quite certain I could listen to you speak all night and be enraptured by every last word to pass your lips. Yes, You're quite right. I promised that I should not steal your entire night, and I'm nothing if not truthful to my word. Allow me to take your arm and guide you into the gardens, so that I might have my time with you. Oh, yes, I'm very familiar with the castle. These halls are a good companion of mine. Indeed, which is how I know that while you can get to the gardens through the main hallway west wing, there is actually a secret exit over here, just behind this pillar. See? Just here. And when I push open the door, then we find ourselves in the midst of the Rose Garden. Though, I must admit, it's a secret I keep to myself, save for a few other special people. I find it quite a beautiful place, and would hate for my secret corner of the garden to be frequented by too many guests. Because I wanted to bring you here. It was a whim I had fluttering around my mind from the moment I saw you enter the ballroom this evening, and it's a whim that I wanted to entertain. Would you care to take a walk among the roses with me? Excellent. Then please, allow me to escort you through the garden. I promise to show you all of my favorite reading spots and the best areas for enjoying a midday nap. Oh, please do. Feel free to ask any question you wish of me. I'll be more than happy to answer them to the best of my ability. Well, by special people, I'm mostly referring to my friends, though there was one person who I considered more than a friend, and I revealed the secret to them as well. Oh yes, that secret, and many more. But I suppose that telling secrets and indulging information are things that come very easy when your heart has already been won over. Yes? That would be to put it lightly. I would dare say that to say that I was in love would be a grand understatement. I was infatuated, enchanted beyond the point of reason or logic. My every single waking moment was spent lost in thoughts of my love, and I could not have cared less. For why should I care if my thoughts are pleasant? My love stood by my side, and I held tight to them, cherishing them and showering them with affection at every moment I could. Fear not, your shock does not offend me. I am not so oblivious that I don't know the reputation I've earned. Even I am savvy to the whispered rumors that flitter through the tea rooms and taverns all across the land, perhaps even beyond the borders of this kingdom. Undoubtedly, you've heard these rumors as well, given your reaction. Well, rest assured that I'm not nearly as promiscuous as those stories might make me seem. If anything, I'd say that I'm a romantic at heart, and a pathetically lovesick one at that. Yes, gravely ill, I'm afraid. My heart had found a true match once, And now, it has a chronic ache that is only put at ease in their presence. With my love's disappearance, so came this cursed disease that truly gave me reason to believe that the heart does grow fonder with absence. For despite the pain that their betrayal caused me, I only continue to love them more with each passing day. Yes, it's been quite terrible. There is no thinking of my love without feeling knives poking at my heart and shame hanging on my mind like heavy chains. I suppose that it does seem a strange word to put to betrayal, especially when I wasn't the one who betrayed them. However, there is quite a good reason for that. And that reason is one you know full well, isn't it? Suggesting? Oh, I'm not suggesting anything. I am telling you full well that I know who you are. And of course, with you being such an impressively skilled spy, I'm certain that you know who I am as well. But in the case that you don't, allow me to remove my mask and show you. Hello, my love. It's been so very long since I've last seen you. Your silence speaks louder than your words ever could. Were you truly expecting that I would not recognize you? You're wearing a mask, dearest. That's hardly enough to hide the familiar figure you cut. You try to deny your identity to me? Of all the people in this land and the ones beyond it, you are the one that I could identify without a moment's hesitation. There is nothing in this world that could keep me from recognizing you, no matter when or where I saw you. Don't make a mockery of the way my heart burns for you. I know, my dearest love, and I know that in this moment, they are the ones standing in front of me. If you truly wish to show me how my thoughts have led me astray, then do as I've done. Remove your mask. Allow me to prove my claims to be true. I know you anywhere, no matter the time or circumstance. Even in the densest of crowds, you would stand alone. You are the true north of my heart's compass, unchanging and certain. My heart knows you when even my mind may not. You are the one I love, and I will not be swayed on this matter unless there is proof of the contrary. Your stare may not waver, love. But neither does mine. Remove your mask and show me your face. A heavenly face, and yet a wicked scowl. Angry to be deceived, are you? It's not a pleasant feeling, is it? Quite an ugly one, really. Not one that anyone should bring upon the one that they claim to love. Don't try to say such sharp words. You know what you've done. You convinced me to love you, turned me into your adoring love-drunk fool, before revealing that you were the spy of an enemy kingdom who had only come to steal the secrets I was assigned to protect. You stole the key from my neck and stole those scrolls from me before escaping my bedchambers, leaving me not just ashamed at my foolishness, but hurt from how my heart had been stolen with them. Do not speak! I cannot even fathom how you have any words for me after what you have done. How can you find the nerve, the audacity, to attempt to defend yourself? Do you have the slightest clue of how far I would have gone for you? For our love? On that very day you left, I was prepared to tell you of a decision I had come to. You were not even aware I was faced with a decision regarding you, but I was. It was a choice that should have caused me to lose sleep, one that should have tortured me night and day, even afterwards. And yet, I knew it within the moment the subject was raised that my answer could not be anyone besides you. When I was asked for my plans in regards to courtship and marriage, you were the only person I said I would take as my other half. Only your name came to my lips. Despite every protest and doubt voiced by my advisors, I refused to hear them. I ignored them all. I could only think of you, of how you were sleeping soundly in my bed, the sunrise shining in your eyes, and how I only wanted the meeting to end so I could return to bed to be with you. Then, after we fell asleep together, that beautiful summer night, I woke to find my bed cold. And despite the burning sun, the world had never seemed so bleak. I was left alone, ashamed to have fallen in love with an enemy spy, and devastated to find that they stole what I would have gladly given should they have truly loved me in return. Oh, but the irony is still bitter, even after all this time. Yet, I refuse to perish my thoughts, and I allow the rancid taste to linger in my mouth. Gods, but even as I wish to hate you, I cannot. Even now, the knowledge that you were finally in front of me again lights a fire in me that I have missed so much. It's difficult to keep my heart from bursting from these raging emotions, you know. I fear that if I were to look directly at you for too long, I might never recover. You come no closer. Step back. I don't want you closer than an arm's length. Do you know why? Now move away from me. Because I can't. I can't step away from you. I never could, and you know that. Don't. Please. Don't touch my face. Don't place your hand on my cheek so gently. For if you do that, then I'll be unable to look anywhere besides. Besides your eyes. Those beautiful eyes. I love. I've missed you terribly. Please, dearest. You must stop. For I cannot stop myself when you are so willing to kiss me as well. Because you are a spy. You are the enemy. I cannot be hurt like this again. My heart would cease to pound at my chest, and I would break beyond what I can recover from. What is this? What are you giving me? The scrolls? You're returning them. But you're king. You never showed him. But why? What? They found faults in your skills. But you had me wrapped around your finger. How could they possibly say that you were unfit to be a spy when you accomplished your goals? You had fallen for me as well. Even now, you loved me so deeply that I was a weakness to you. Truly? Do you mean it? Oh, gods. My love for you only continues to grow with every moment. Oh, but this one. The seal of the scroll isn't of our kingdom. It's of yours. Secret attack plans? My love, does this mean what my heart wants to believe it means? Are you returning to me? Oh, my dearest, my truest love. I can barely contain myself. I've missed you so terribly. My heart has longed for you for every day since you left. These past years have been wretched, and I have not the words to express how happy I am to have you in my arms once again. When shall you leave them and return to my side? Tonight? But how? Oh, love, you are just as clever as you are wicked. Then come, we must find you a good place to hide until they are gone from these lands. Well, are you opposed to hiding out the rest of the night in my bedchambers? I would be there to keep you company, of course, in case you should get lonely. A flirt I may be, but I am a flirt for you only. Only for you, my love. Now, we should be on our way before anyone gets savvy to the fact we've loved together. Luckily for us, I happen to know a few more or less traveled pathways that will keep us well out of sight. And perhaps, if you think we need to be even more hidden, then I might know something else that could keep us from out of sight. Indeed, if we still feel that someone might see us, we could hide under my bedsheets together and spend the whole night there. I've missed you dearly, love. I've missed you so, so much. Now come, my bed eagerly awaits us.